Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name?
This is Lawrence So, TSO.
I do thank you for that. Okay, and I'm just waiting for my system to load with the information. Okay, and can you verify the email address for me?
NavajoQC@yahoo.com.
I do thank you for that, and I did locate an account.
Uh-huh.
And it's loading with the items that was ordered or placed onto your account. Okay, I did locate an account. It looks as though a survey was taken for the cookware, and it looks as though you were enrolled in our discount membership club. I do show that the charge for the $54.95 was declined.
Well, they just declined it now because I found out that it was a fraud. You know, I mean, somebody used my card or something.
It was a survey that initiated on October 12th, and you were billed $7.95 for the cookware set.
We weren't aware of that.
We sent the email address. We have the NavajoQC@yahoo.com. We sent the confirmation email to that email when you were charged the $7.95. But the charge was declined, and it looks as though the representative did cancel out the account, so there's not going to be any further attempts on your card.
Yeah, well, someone charged $54 to that, too.
Yes, sir, because when the $7.95 was charged, you had 5 days to cancel out the account. If the account was not canceled out in 5 days, then this account was billed. We can process a courtesy 50% refund back on that $54.95 charge, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, we need that $54.95 plus the $7.95 that we were charged.
Unfortunately, the $7.95 is not going to be eligible for a refund because that $7.95 was for a sweepstakes entry. And being that the sweepstakes is over, then we wouldn't be able to process that. I understand that you're stating that someone did this with your card, but all of the information matches. That's why you were transferred over to the fraud department. So the address on the account matches the email. The telephone number that you're calling in on now is associated with this account. We can process the full refund for the $54.95, but the $7.95 wouldn't be eligible for refund because that sweepstakes has concluded.
Okay, that's fine.
Our bank can cover that one.
That's fine.
Now, so we canceled out on this account, and then our bank put a whole a stop to these payments too.
So did you file a dispute in reference to the charge?
Yes. Well, we're going to get the refund. I mean, they stopped the payment that just happened. And I'm just wondering how this all happened. Somebody got a hold of our identity.
I wouldn't say that someone got a hold of it because a survey was taken. The cookware set was chosen, and all of the information would assume that it was Mr. Lawrence who created this account because the address we have is 714 Hopkins Avenue in Duncanville, Texas, 75116. So if your bank were, have you already started the, did you dispute the $54.95 charge with your bank?
I just got my phone it was text to me from my bank saying someone in your card.
Okay. So, the reason why is not that someone is using your card now. What happened is that this is a monthly subscription. So if it was used for once and the account was not canceled, then it's going to be continued to bill to you monthly. So it's not that someone actually used your card and made a purchase. This is a recurring charge that initiated from October 12th. So the $54.95 that you were billed on October 18th, did you file a dispute with on that charge?
We didn't know of it until now.
Okay.
That's why we're calling. I didn't know anything from Ohio, so that's why I called this number on my Visa, and that's what
your Visa statement.
On the Visa statement, and that's how we talked to that lady and we said, "Who are you? You know, what's going on here?" So then she told us all about this thing.
So no, we haven't filed a dispute with the bank yet.
Okay, yes.
But it wasn't Lawrence that signed up for the sweepstakes.
No.
He never signed up for
Okay,
it.
So you didn't do anything to order a cookware set?
No.
We
have enough cookware here.
We never do sweepstakes. We don't even enter any drawings or nothing because we don't want to get junk mail.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a lottery. We work for everything we get.
Okay, so I did issue the refund for that $56 charge.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
And also the $7.95.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days. You'll also receive an email letting you know that the $54.95 was refunded as well as the $7.95 charge.
Okay. Yeah, our bank told us to cut the card and all that, so... You know, we ordered new Visa cards here now.
Yes. Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.